The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All right, here we go to the second half of tonight's high school basketball double dip here on Care Radio. The ladies' game of the book, the hometown Tigers winning in the first one. Second game, NEKL style, ACCHS hosting Valley Falls. Welcome back again, everybody, with Joseph, producing, engineering, you know, like reinventing the wheel, whatever he's done. He's doing it in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thanks, my friend. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and Hubbard Address announcer just introduced the starters. Let me do that for you as they head out on the floor. For Valley Falls, and head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer and his assistant Rodney Watson, longtime pair down at Valley Falls. Valley comes into the ballgame tonight. They're at 9-5 on a season, 6-4 in a conference starting. Hayden Kearney and Zach Evans, Grant Meyer, Grayson Coleman, and Flint Seymour. For the Tigers and head coach Corey Eckert, their assistant coach, Tate Smith. The Tigers have Caden Burns and Chance Wilson, Carter Swinson, James Sheets, he's back for the first time in a while from an injury, and Nate Ohm. The ball up, the tip away. Dragons have it. We're underway. Conley Falls with the basketball. Baseline three. It's up and good. Zach Evans from way outside. And about 20 seconds in, Valley Falls has taken an early lead. Here come the Tigers, and here's Sheets with it on the right side. Here's a baseline three. It's up and in. How about the response by Chance Wilson? And we're even at three. It's 7:20 to play in quarter number one. So each team of possession, each team of three. Now Valley Falls is going to go over and back. They launch it out on top, and it's way, way over the head of Hayden Kearney and goes into the backcourt. We've seen both of these teams a number of times on the Care here this season, and candidly, both of them have gotten better and better as the season's gone along. Right now, though, Valley Falls is missing a couple of guys, a couple of hands down in the off the roster with some injuries. Now, here's the ball stolen by Valley on the other end. Evans will go up shot, blocked, but there's going to be a foul on Sheets. James getting down the floor, got a hand up on that thing, but the official says he saw some contact. Coming to the line for Valley Falls, we're going to get the senior, Zach Evans. First shot, in and out. One more shot coming up for Zach. He hit that three to start things off just a short time ago. One more free throw coming up, and one senior out there for Valley Falls, and that's Zach. He'll hit the second one, put his team up by one. It is 4-3 Valley. 6:50 to go, and the Tigers with an outlet pass all the way to the other end of the floor, but it's up there so far, well out of the reach of Chance Wilson. Back is going to come to Valley. ACCHS in the home whites with orange and black. Here's a cross-court shot, pass down to the baseline, falling away. Baseline shot up, no good. Follow shot, batted around, and we're going to get a foul probably on Nate. Chris comes over and lets us know it's going to be on Ohm. It'll be his first. Taking his time. The lob comes out on top, and Donny Falls is going to get this thing back in play. Donny will back it away a little bit. Here's a shot, up and in. Two more for Zach, and Evans having a great start to the evening as his team up now 6-3, 6-10 to go. Tigers are put the ball in play against them to rest. Getting it into the play, up the right side. Chance, another three. It's going to be off the mark, and a rebound deep in the corner is going to be rescued by Carter Swinson. The Tiger three, nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Nate. Has it ripped out of his hands and trying to steal it back. Ohm will pick up, I think, perhaps his second quick foul in the game. It will be second quick foul for Nate Ohm. So here we go. Donny Falls will walk it up the court. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Turnaround shot. It's up and in and one. So count the bucket. Pushes the score now to 8-3. The free throw is going to be off the back of the rim, and it won't go in. And the rebound is going to be battled for, and it's going to go out of bounds. Valley Falls is going to have it back in. That foul, by the way, was on the Tigers. Ben Hanke. Ben had just come into the ball game. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls with a basketball leading it by 5. It's 8-3. Top side with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. Skip pass over to the right block. Falling away. The shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be tipped around. Tigers are going to clear it down. Going to be James Sheets clearing down the basketball and bringing it up before himself, leading it over to the left side at 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Pass in the middle. Off the block. Shot up off the window. No. Getting his own rebound. Sheets. And as he tries to save it out on top, it's going to get away into the crowd, and it will be Valley Falls basketball. We're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Tigers taking a timeout. Joseph will take our first break of the ball game. 5:10 to go, quarter number one in the boys' game. It is Valley Falls 8, Atchison County 3.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in the ACCHS gymnasium in Effingham, Kansas. Valley Falls with the lead, with the basketball, and a little one-hand pass, and the shot is up and in. Oh, that was a pretty shot. And Zach Evans having a huge opening quarter now. It is 10-3, and he's got 8 of them. Valley Falls in front. Depth court pass going to be stolen by the Dragons. Zach is going to take it to the top of the key, dump it over to the left side to Hayden Kearney. Hayden squares up. He'll go three. Halfway down, it rims out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Carter Swinson. Tigers up the floor with it. Carter into the forecourt. His upcourt pass bounces off a teammate's shoulder. Back the other way, Valley Falls. Driving shot is going to be up and good, and two more for Zach Evans. Tigers are going to take another timeout. Doing it, Joseph, taking a break at 4:26 to go. Still in the first, it is Valley 12, Atchison County 3.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Another Tiger timeout. ACCHS puts the basketball in play. They'll swing it over to the right side, and it's going to get down to the baseline. The lob is going to come out on top, but they're going to say touched the baseline. And Caden Burns making a headlong dive, looking to rescue it, but just couldn't get there quickly enough to stop it from getting out of play. And Valley Falls with 4:10 to play in the opening quarter, and a 9-point lead come up the floor with the ball. Skip pass over to the right side by Hayden Kearney. Taken out of the wing. Hayden out between the circles. Back over to the right side. And look to the middle. You've got Grant Meyer over there, the sophomore. Grant getting a start tonight. Again, Coach Gassmeyer with a couple of guys dinged up a little bit. Unable to play tonight. Here's a shot in the lane off the back of the rim. Two times, no good. Taken back by Zach Evans. The feed to the right side. And as the shot goes up off the block, it's going to be rejected and a Tiger foul. This whistle is going to be on Kerner Swinson, and it'll be his first. And the Tigers are well into the bonus area for Valley Falls. Over the five, the free throw, no. Flint Seymour. Not able to connect on that first shot, but he's got one more coming up here. Flint sends this one right in. His third point this evening. It is now 13-3 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. ACCHS just going to have to look to kind of settle in, get its game legs beneath it. Here's a shot from outside the right block. Kind of off balance and falling away. Won't go in. Hayden Kearney will rebound it down. Bring it all the way up the floor. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Zach. Evans gives it back to Hayden. Kearney's baseline rainbow for three is in. Hayden Kearney hitting the three. It'll be the second three of the game for Valley Falls. They go up now 16-3. Speaking of three, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tigers right side and are going to travel with the basketball. Back into the game for ACCHS and head coach Corey Eckert, his assistant over there is Tate Smith. And Tigers are going to get Chance Wilson up. You got Chance and Nate out there with Ben. Here's a baseline follow away three, no good. Top side with it for the Tigers, you've got James Sheets and rounding it out. That's going to be Caden Burns. Tigers down to the baseline left, goes out of bounds in the corner. And comes back into Valley Falls. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Valley coming up court with it. A lot of people here tonight. I think we have a little kiddo dancing at halftime. So that always enhances the crowd and the attendance. Here's a spinning shot from underneath for Valley Falls by Graham Coleman. And he'll get his first point. It is now 18-3. Tigers with it out on top. Grayson Coleman. Tigers top side. The three. Oh, it wouldn't quite go down. Back up with it. Valley running from the right side. Off the wood of missing. Rebound tipped out. Taken by Caden. Here's Burns. One on three. Pulls up a runner from about 16. Doesn't get it to fall. Valley quickly back the other way. Tigers not running the offense. They just came down, got their first open shot, took it, missed it, and the rebound. There's the same thing on the other end, this time by Valley Falls, and Grant Meyer cannot get it to fall. Atchison County back up the floor. We're at 1.5 minutes to play in the first half. They're all dragging so far. They're in front 18-3, and now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Down the floor is Coleman. Shot missing. Rebound underneath. Shot is good. Nice underhand follow shot for Valley Falls and Flint Seymour. His fifth point of the game, 20-3. Three-pointer punting away from the top side. No good. Rebound, Valley. We've got a minute to go in the first. Dragons, right side. Skip pass, baseline. The pass out on top. In a little miscommunication, it's going to go out of bounds, and Valley Falls will turn it over. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Tigers will lock this thing up, and James Sheets brings it to the top, dumps it over to the right side to Carter. Swinson starts in, backs away. He's working out here in front of Zach Evans. Zach's going to slap it away and knock it out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Atchison County. He's going to do inbound for the Tigers. Looks like James is going to do it. James Sheets will do the inbound. Skips it in right side. Here comes Atchison County. 40 seconds to go, and the ball's going to be stolen. Valley, left side, in, up. Got it. The driving shot by Grant Meyer, his first point. And every starter now for Valley Falls has scored. It is 22-3. 25 seconds to go. First quarter. Kind of a little bunny hop into the middle, and the Dragon reaches in, looking to steal the ball from Ben Henke, but committed a foul instead. It'll be the first foul by Grayson Coleman, and it is a first foul by Valley Falls tonight. Inbound, shot up, no good. Rebound, Dragons. Plenty of time. They'll bring it up the floor. Skip pass. Length of the court. Up and good. Valley Falls with a quick transition bucket. Seymour with two more. Tigers, Burns, and here's a three for Nate. Off the mark, and the first quarter's in the book. We'll be back after one in Effingham, Kansas. It's going to be Valley Falls 24, ACCHS 3.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, getting set to go to the second quarter of the boys' game. And the visitors are well out in front. Coming out of the gate hot, Valley Falls has assumed a 24-3 lead. First quarter scoring for the Dragons. Double digits already for Zach Evans with 10. Clint Seymour, 7. Hayden Kearney hit a 3 and then 2 apiece for Grant Meyer. And Grayson Coleman for ACCHS. They're 3 off the hand of Chance Wilson with a long shot. Tigers are going to be putting it in play, and we are back underway here in quarter number 2. ACCHS will take the ball left side and going to turn it over with a little bit of a travel. Back it's going to come to Valley Falls from midcourt, far side, backcourt. 7:40 to go. Little dish pass over to the right side. Now down to the baseline. And the shot up. Nope. Tigers are going to rebound it away. And here we go. ACCHS. Caden Burns will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Sheets. James out on top to Chance. Wilson starts left side. Turns around. Falls away. 12-foot shot off. Rebounding it down Valley. Baseball pass. Other end layup. And Ben says no. It was going to be an easy layup on the other end, but Ben Yankee says, I just can't let you have it that easily, and he will pick up his second foul of the night. And he will have Valley Falls at the free throw line. It's going to be Flint Seymour up there. Flint is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. This one is very short. Tigers are going to get Carter Swinson back into the game. One more shot. Flint will eye it, flip it skyward right in there. There it is. Just that easy. 25-3. And we've got 7:17 to play in the opening half. Tigers with the basketball. First to the right side, then to the left. Then we go way over on the far side. Chance Wilson does a nice job of securing the basketball before it gets way out of bounds. Down to the baseline is going to be Caden. Burns shot goes up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Follows up. Can't get it to fall. And clearing it down now is going to be Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls will run it up the floor. Kearney goes all the way down the right side. Takes it almost to the baseline before he jumps it back over on the wing. Crossing over underneath the goal. And the three from the left side is off the mark. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Down the left side. Sheets with the running three. Got it! James Sheets for three. 25-6. We've got 6.5 to go, quarter number two. Again, Valley Falls coming in looking for their 10th win of the season. Here's a three from the left. Nope. Rebound. Followed up. Nope. Rebound. Tigers will clear it. Curtis Winston come down with the basketball and gets it up to James. And Sheets, who hasn't played in the last few games, kind of a wrist injury problem, and he is back. And here's the pass over to the right side. Tigers will turn it over, the feed down to the baseline, and the easy two. That's going to be a couple of points there for Flint Seymour, and we will have a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Coach Eckert. Down at the 5:55 marker, quarter number two in Effingham, Kansas. Valley Falls 27, Atchison County 6.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
.55 to play in the first half. It is a 27-6 lead for Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph mentioned it between games or earlier tonight at least, and we'll have to talk about it a couple of more times as the evening wears on, but shockingly, stunningly, amazingly, inexplicably, no Benedictine basketball tomorrow. The Ravens have an open date in the schedule. Teams put those in to allow for makeup games, but theirs are all off. And here's a layup on the other end and off the steal. Evans can't get it to fall, but we will have a Tiger foul on Caden Burns. That's going to put Zach at the free throw line. Zach almost 10 in the opening quarter. Has not scored yet in the second. Back to the games tomorrow, the absence of games. The first free throw here is good for Zach. So the Ravens do not play tomorrow. Open date that was allowed to make up any games in case that would have become an issue. And they are caught up with four games to go in the regular season. So open date tomorrow. We're back at it Wednesday. Second free throw is going to be good also for Evans. It is 29-6. Five and a half to go. Five and a half to go. 5:20 to go now here in the first half. Tigers with the basketball up top side. It's going to get away for a minute, but then Hankey goes back, retrieves it, recovers, goes into the lane, puts up a running shot. It rolls off the rim, doesn't fall down. Rebound. Valley Falls, and they're going to go full tilt down the floor. Stopping in the right corner, bouncing it to the right side of the lane. The shot up in traffic is going to be up and good. I'm telling you what, hopefully Seymour is having a game tonight too. You got Zach Evans with a dozen in the game and Flint Seymour with a dozen. 31-6, 4:50 to go first half. So those two guys duking it out for scoring honors tonight. Here's a Tiger three. Hits the back, long rebound off the miss. Saved by Nate Ohm, and Nate having trouble getting a handle on the ball. They're going to call a travel. 31-6. Valley Falls in front. And the Dragons will
They're hard to read the numbers. If you don't recognize the guys, which at this point in the season for volleyball, as I kind of largely do, I must admit, they are black uniforms with very narrow piping numbers. That's Brody Burge. That's who's out there for Valley. Dragons underneath, crossing over, power move, and a shot is up, and that's two more for Flint. 4:10 to go. Pass to the left side. Tigers back with it. Caden Burns. 33-6. Valley out front. We're midpoint now of quarter number two. 4 minutes left. First to the right side. Then to the left goes Ben Hanke. Kicks it over to Caden. Burns from just inside the three-point ring. His shot is not going to go. Nate Ohm with a rebound. Kicks it back to the left side. This three is going to be launched. Won't fall for James Sheets. And Valley falls up the court. Running shot. Going to be up and in. And Flint Seymour with a couple of more. Flint lighting it up tonight. It's now 35-6. 3.5 to go in the first half. James swings it over to Caden. Burns goes baseline. Falling away. Turnaround shot. Just won't fall. Slid on the bucket for the Tigers in his first half. And now the pass up court. Saved nicely by Flint. Kicks it off on top with a set shot three. Missed. Rebound Zach. Bunny Hobbs follows up. Gets it. Zach Evans with 14. 37-6. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Now it'll skip past left side. Three-pointer. There it is! Ben Hanke with three for the Tigers. 37-9. Valley Falls will take it to the other end of the court. Sneak it off to the baseline. Feet across the lane. Shot no. Follow shot is on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession going to be coming back to Valley Falls. Tigers will return. Freshman Chance Wilson to the floor. Rotating freshman Ben Hanke out. It'll come in with 2:35 to go in the first half. The shot clock is fully reset, because in case you're wondering, it is set to unlimited here in Kansas. Here's a pass left side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds at Valley Falls. Got to take their eye off of it for just a moment. It'll belong back to Atchison County. 2:22 to go in the half. Top side, Chance Wilson. Tigers back on offense. Valley staying in that player D. Pass over to the right side. Hits it to Caden. Burns cuts inside his defender. He goes up for the shot. Are they going to give him the continuation? Coach Gadsmeyer is saying, no, the foul happened too far away. Happened way out here. And I don't know how we can have two free throws. Now the official's calling the other official over. Count the bucket in one. Okay, there we go. That was well done. Came over and you said, you know what? Guy hits the basket. You know, it's not two free throws. It's like a two-point bucket and a free throw. And Caden Burns capitalizes on all of it. As Valley Falls' Grant Meyer will have his first foul of the game. It is Valley Falls' second foul tonight, one in each quarter. We're 2 minutes to go in the first half. Dragons with the basketball, leading it by 25 right now. It is 37-12. Tigers settling into a 2-3 zone. Way out on top, Hayden Kearney. Over to the left side to Grant Meyer. Pass to the middle. Stolen! Chance Wilson coming up with the basketball. And here comes ACCHS. Tigers left side to Chance. Looks in. Finds nowhere to go in the middle. Gets it back to Ben. Into the lane. Falling away. Off the window. No. Rebound Valley Falls. Going to be Burge coming out with the basketball, and the Dragons back up the floor. Hayden Kearney will bring it down, starts left, cuts right, goes across at the free throw line, dumps it out, teammate for three, off the window! You're going to give it to him, and he comes up the floor, shrugging, saying, I'll just be happy to take that, and that's the freshman, Brayson Miller. Tiger three, no. Rebound, Valley Falls. It is now 40-12. Three-point shot, make it 43-12. And that is back-to-back three-point shots for Brayson Miller. 40 seconds to go. First half. Nate Ohm back to the rim, kicks it out on top. There's a Tiger three, and a second three of the game for Chance Wilson. The Tigers have scored exclusively tonight on three-point plays. And I say three-point plays, a three-point shot by Ben, three for James, two threes for Chance Wilson, and Keaton Burns with a conventional three-point play. 13, 12, 11 seconds to go in the first half. Valley, NBA three, a bit short. Tigers are going to rebound it down with seven. Up the floor, running shot at the buzzer, off the backboard, and we're going to have a stop at a clock with 4 seconds left. Connor Balls is going to put starters back in. 4 seconds left in the half. The starters come back in for Coach Gatzmeier. And here they come. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The runner not very close, and that will bring us to intermission. We'll be back. And summarize that opening half for you, where it has been all Dragons. Your score at the break. Valley Falls 43, Atchison County 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here at Effingham, Kansas. Halftime of the guys' game. Valley Falls has stretched to a 43-15 lead. Quick recap of the scoring is the little kiddos are coming out to dance. Everybody loves this. And it'll be a good time. Valley Falls, how about this? Old Flint Seymour out there, 16 in the first half. Zach Evans with 14. Maybe the only question left tonight is which of those two is going to be the leading scorer in the ballgame. It drops into Braden Miller. Grayson coming in off the bench with a half a dozen. Three for Hayden Kearney and Grant Meyer and Grayson Coleman each with two. For the Tigers, Chance Wilson with a half a dozen. Three each for Caden Burns, James Sheets, Finn Hanke. We're taking a break. We'll be back to begin the second half live again here in Effingham. Mid-intermission score. Valley Falls 43, Atchison County, Valley Falls 43, Atchison County 15. Back to Joseph for halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The MSC Sports Radio Network is excited to announce that it will bring you live video coverage of postseason regional wrestling free online at mscsports.net. Jared Sleppy will cover the 4 to 1A Girls Regional Tournament at Sabetha on Saturday the 10th starting at 9 a.m. To watch the action live, go to mscsports.net, click on Listen Live, and then select the Sabetha or Holton channel. Regional wrestling on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by JVN Telephone Company, L&L Construction, Atchison Auto Parts, Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha and Seneca, Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, Scobie Brothers of Sabetha, C&K Service, Berwick Co-op Oil Company, Kime TS Trucking, Roush & Sons Towing, Luke Dillon Electric, and by ExtraTech of Sabetha. Don't miss live video coverage of regional wrestling this Saturday on the MSC Sports Radio Network, your local sports authority in Northeast Kansas.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the Carrick Country sports schedule coming up on Monday. We have no games tomorrow for Benedictine Ravens, so coming up on Monday, we're going to have Morehill Mount Academy versus Valley Falls. Join us about 6 p.m. or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime before 8. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Atchison versus Highland. Highland is coming to town, 6 o'clock for the girls' game. Again, the boys' game probably just before 8 as well. On Wednesday, we go to Park, Missouri with the Benedictine Ravens for a 5:30 women's game. The men will take to the court at 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night, we'll have JCN at Valley Falls. 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we have victories for Atchison High over Harmon, 59-10. It was Holton Ladies over Hiawatha, 49-38. In the Morehill Mount Academy Jackson Heights game, the Morehill Mount Academy girls had 56 points to Jackson Heights 24 at the end of regulation. Washington County beat Axtell 48-32. In the Frankfort Troy game, Frankfort Ladies came out on top 51-30. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Atchison ACCHS 41-33. At the half, in the Holton-Hiawatha game, Hiawatha boys are on top, 20-13. Jackson Heights was leading Morehill Mount Academy by 3 points at the half, 27-24. Washington County had a Axtell had a huge lead over Washington County at the half, 30-14. It was Centralia over Valley Heights at the half, 30-23. And in this game, we've got the Valley Falls boys at 43 points to ACCHS boys 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 28. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Dry Sunday and Monday under mainly clear skies with highs in the upper 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 43 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 37 out there. Winds are out of the north at 10 miles an hour. Relative humidity 65%. The dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.91 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. Dance troupe making their way off the floor. Everybody loves that. Got those little kiddos and out there having a good time. Valley Falls fans having a good time as they've got a, let's call this a substantial lead. What do you say? It is 43-15. Valley Falls in front. Second half coming up here before very long. Joseph back in the studio doing a great job. Joseph, thanks, man. Appreciate all of that stuff that you're doing, keeping us entertained and on the air, all of that. So, can't do it without you. Tom Kautz with the court side, and again, really good crowd here tonight. Now we'll see which ones are the real diehard, dying of the wool fans that stick around after the grandkids, great grandkids are done. See how that all pans out. Tigers coming out on the floor first, going through little warm ups, and we've got Valley Falls now doing the same thing on their end of the court, east-west court. Tigers on the left side to west side. Valley Falls on the right hand or the east side. At first half, man, Valley Falls, real competition going on between Flint Seymour and Zach Evans. Flint, 16 first half points. Zach Evans with 14 first half points. We're just not too far away from the beginning of the second half. A chance to remind you that you need to stick around at the conclusion of this one. Joseph is going to burn a little midnight oil and stick around as here on Care Radio. We're going to be bringing you the high school basketball scoreboard show on a Friday night, touring all around Northeast Kansas, picking up conferences like the NEKL, conferences that you are maybe a little less familiar, but, you know, maybe you should be. Like the Twin Valley League and some of those, certainly all the fans of the Meadowlark. Phoenix having another good night tonight. We'll get updated on all of those scores. I'm sure the guys are going to be talking about, as we did on Sports Look, how sub-states are shaping up, because with only like 4 or 5 games left for these schools, you know, it's not too early to look ahead at the sub-states. It's not very difficult, maybe, to begin to get some kind of an idea how things are shaping up. Some of them, even at this point, you know, first places or some of the matchups are already locked in. And I'm sure they'll be talking about all of that stuff. Going to have recaps from the games around at the area from people who are there, watched it, eyes on. So stick around. Basketball scoreboard show after this game. Right now, though, we get set to go to the second half. 43-15, Valley Falls out front. Here we go. Tigers are going to be putting it in, and we're underway in the second half. ACCHS starting 5. Burns Wilson, Swinson Sheets, home. And Valley going to come up with a steal. And up floor with it, they will come here. Zach Evans. Zach, little one-hand push pass over to the right side. Aiden Carney. Aiden loses the dribble. Has to go back and retrieve it. Gets it to Flint Seymour. Now there's a little collision. Flint takes a spill to the ground, and Valley Falls will turn it over. Each team with a possession to begin the second half, and neither team has put anything on the board yet. Half a minute in. Back up court with it. Here comes Valley, and they'll dump it over to the right side. That's Chance with it. The freshman pivots with the left foot, way up above the free throw line. Now we'll hand it over to Caden Burns. Caden goes baseline, three-pointer, nicely done. Carter Swinson on the board for the first time tonight, and still Tigers scoring coming from the outside. All of the Tigers' points have been three-point shots, with the exception of Caden Burns, who had a conventional three-point play. Shot from the middle of the Valley Falls up, no good. Tigers are going to rebound it down. It is 43-18. Valley Falls, 6:40 to go in the third. Nate Ohm into the lane. Falls away. Off the window. Can't get it to drop. Rebound. Dragons. Down the court quickly. Grant Meyer shoots. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Waited just a little too long to let that one go. Now the Tigers on the other end. The layup won't fall. And looking to steal the ball away, we'll have an Atchison County foul. At the backcourt, Caden will collect his second foul of the game and the first foul of the third quarter by either team. Here comes Valley Falls back up with a 6:20 to go, leading at 43-18. Back it away, three-pointer, knocking it down. That was a nice shot from the left elbow. Zach Evans hits the three. 46-18. And we've got 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's Nate. Home for three. Off the front lip. Doesn't go down. Evans rebounds. Outlets to Carney. Hayden right side. From the block. Nope. Rebound underneath. Valley. Follow shot. And Flint gets fouled. Flint Seymour coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. At 5:49 to go in the third quarter. It'll be the third foul tonight for Nate Ohm. Nate picked up a couple really early tonight, back in the opening quarter, but since then, kind of been able to stay out of trouble right there, though. Collects his third, and the first free throw is up and good. Flint Seymour now at 17 points. He's 3 of 6 at the free throw line. And that makes him 4 of 7. 18 now for Flint. So Zach Evans, 17, Flint Seymour, 18, and it is 48-18. And we have a foul on the far side. And it's going to be on Valley Falls. It's going to be on Coleman. Grayson, foul number 2. It'll be the first third quarter foul by the Dragons. 5:40 to go in the third. Here come the Tigers. They'll dump it over to the left side. Chance looks left and right, starts in. Now a defender slaps the ball free, steals it away. Down with it. It's going to come Zach, and a little contact. There's a foul. There's a bucket. It's a plus one opportunity for Zach Evans, I think. Isn't it, Zach? No. It's going to be on Grant. It's going to be Grant Meyer with a chance at the plus one. Could be the third foul of the ball game for Ben Hanty. Tiger head coach Corey Eckert is going to rotate Carter Swinson back in for chance. Free throws no good. And here come the Tigers. It is 50-18. And on the other end, the layup not going to go off the steal. And a Tiger foul. Could be the third foul tonight for Keaton Burns. And back to the free throw line comes Valley Falls. They had a ton of free throws, feels like, in this third quarter. Still 5:18 to play in the third. Coming to the line, Grant Meyer. He is 0-for-1 at the line tonight, has 4 points. Big knee bend, big look at it, throws it right in there. So, Grant Meyer, he is a sophomore for Valley Falls. Valley Falls is a pretty young team. Zach Evans is the lone senior. This free throw, got them both. 52-18. 34-point ball game now with just over 5 minutes of play in the third quarter. Nate Ohm has the ball batted away. He goes back and recovers it. Right side is going to be Hanky. Ben from 15. No. Follow shot. Yeah. Caden Burns way upstairs to put it back up and in. 52-20. They go inside 5 to play in the third. Donnie Falls comes it over to Hayden Kearney. Kearney to the free throw line. Flynn Seymour hands it back over to the right. Gets it to Zach Evans. Into the corner now, Hayden. Kearney across the baseline. And as he crosses beneath the goal, steps on the baseline. Atchison County Community High School will be putting it back in play. And we have 4.5 to go in the third quarter. ATCHS dumps it right. Here's a baseline three. Oh, it's going to be just a wee short. Back up floor. It's Valley. 3-point shot uncontested. Won't happen. And a rebound pulled back down by Valley Falls. And coming in a little bit late and picking up a foul is going to be Carter Swinson. Carter will collect foul number 2. .417 left in the third. The free throw dances all around the rim, but would not fall in for Hayden Kearney. Hayden's got 3 points. A very early in the game 3-point shot. Second free throw won't go in either. Tigers are going to rebound down off the miss. Trinicabaya, 52-20 margin. ACCHS brings it back down the court, goes deep into the right baseline corner. Skip pass to the right side of the lane to Nate. Now defender reaches in on Ohm, tries to steal the ball away, will be successful in tying it up. And we're going to have a jump ball. Back it will come to Valley Falls. Midpoint of quarter number 3, 4 minutes left, 52-20. Nate is going to check out for a minute, and ACCHS is going to have Burns, Wilson, Swinson, Sheets, and Hanky. Basically, coach has gone 6 deep. Here's a driving layup from the left side, and Hayden Kearney knocks down his 5th point tonight, 54-20. And we've got 3:45 to go, quarter 3. Working around the right side, it's going to be Brady Burge for Valley Falls. Mentioned it. Coach Eckert has gone 6 deep. Coach Gatzmeyer has gone 7 deep tonight. So even though it's a 4-point ball game, neither coach is going too far down the end, down the sideline. Here's a little turnaround shot. Won't quite fall. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. Tigers have 8 guys suited up tonight, so there are a couple more guys still on the bench for Coach Eckert. Valley Falls, I'm just looking at there, 2, 4, 6, maybe 8 seven or eight guys down there on the bench in uniform. So he's got a dozen or so. Here's a little spinning move and a shot off the window and good. And Zach Evans scoring from inside and outside. Collects his 19th point. Tigers for three. No. Rebound. Atchison County. Sheets will pull it down. The feed to the baseline left. Hanke goes up and hits it. Ben Hanke with five. It is 56-22. 2:50 to go in quarter number three. County Falls looking for its 10th win of the basketball season here on the guys' side. And their 7th conference win. Little bunny hop, right side, shot off the glass and good. That will belong to Grant Meyer. Grant having a big third quarter. Yeah, two at halftime. He's got a half a dozen already here in the third quarter. It is 58-22. Down the right, pulling up from 13, no. Caden just couldn't quite get that thing to fall, and back up with Willcome Valley. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Right side of the lane, shot off the window, no good. Rebounding it down, Atchison County and Carter Swinson. His up-court pass is stolen. On the other end, the layup is going to be there for Zach Evans. And it is now 60-22. And we're inside 2 minutes to go in the third. Tigers, into the lane, skip pass over to the left side. Burns shoots for three, can't get it, rebound. It's cleared away by Hayden Kearney, and he will walk it up the floor. Third quarter down to the last minute and a half now, 60-22. Feed to the left block. Oh, the layup won't fall, but we'll have a Tiger foul down there. Fisher are coming over the scorer's table, and it'll be Chance Wilson picking up his first foul of the night. Tiger team foul 5, so either way, it'll be Grayson Coleman at the line for 2. First one won't quite drop. Grayson hit a couple of points in the opening quarter. Looking to add to that here. And Valley Falls has got a couple of young guys coming to the table now. You got Brayson Miller getting ready to come in, and he's been in a little earlier. And getting ready to come in for the first time tonight, it's going to be Grady Smith. Second free throw is good. So Coleman will hit one of the two, makes it a 61-22. 39-point lead for Valley Falls with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And here comes Atchison County. Tigers down the floor. Right side's going to be pinned. No room to get into the middle. Lofts it back off on top. That's going to be Chance Wilson with it. Dumps it over to the left to James Sheets. Sheets pulls up long three. Rolls around and in. James Sheets, his second three of the evening. 61-25. 1 minute to go in the third. Valley with the ball way out on the left wing. Comes out between the circles. Backdoor pass. Beautiful play. Well executed. And the easy bucket for his 20th point tonight is Flint Seymour. 63-25. 40 seconds to go. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Dragons. Half minute to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball. Here comes Zach. Evans will dump it over to the left wing. Gets it out between the circles. Again, the back door into the lane and off the window and good. Flint for a couple of more. They've got that play figured out. 65-25. 15 seconds left. Tigers are going to have to be patient, but hurry. Here's a 15-footer. Nope. Rebound Valley. Can they get a shot off in 3, 2, 1, and it is not out of the hand, and we are through 3. Going to the fourth quarter in Effingham, Kansas. We'll be back. It is Valley Ball 65, ACCHS 25.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no-bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct, in Atchison.
Okay, for those of you who keep a track with your scorebook at home, here's what we got. The battle for the scoring crown in this one tonight. And it is neck and neck with Flint Seymour, Zach Evans. Flint, 22 points. Zach, 21 as we go to the fourth quarter. And I'm looking out of the floor to see if either one of them is out there. And 10 and 32, I see neither of them right now, so we'll see if they're finished for the night. Both coaches have gone deeply into the bench now, and Bounty Falls is going to come up with a steal. Here comes Valley Falls up top side. ACCHS has brought a couple of new guys into the game. You got Brooks Goodpasture out there. Brooks is a freshman. Here's a shot from underneath that's up and won't go in, and Brooks is out there. You got James Sheets on the floor. Ben Hankey is out there. Caden Burns. And also, your final participant is going to be Ashton Neal. The foul on the Tigers is going to be on Ashton. And a first free throw for Valley Falls for Brady Burge. Won't quite go in. He's going to get one more shot. Brody, big guy, freshman. And that one is going to be good. So Brody gets his first point tonight. It is 66-25. Not if I was going to bring Grant Meyer out of the game now. And I think maybe Coach Getz has got all the starters off the floor right now. The Tigers are going to turn it over with a little bit of a travel. Kicking in for Valley Falls is going to be Brady Nellis. Valley Falls will bring it in play right in front of the Tiger bench. And the inbound by Lucas Bernasek. Bernasek out on top to Grady Smith. Smith will dish it over to the left side, way out on the wing. Gets it there again to Nellis. Over to the right side. Got Grady. Smith looks to the middle. There's nothing there. Back off on top. Running shot. Off the window. Won't fall. No, it does fall. That thing hangs and hangs on the front lip of the rim. And give Lucas Bernasek his first points of the game. It is now 68-25. Here comes ACCHS with 5:40 to go. The pass comes off on top. The feet over to the left side. Driving across is going to be Hankey. Back over to the left, James Sheets. And do we have a foul? We do. It's going to be on Valley Falls and... is on Lucas? Yeah. Lucas Bernasek is going to pick up his first foul tonight. And we've got 5:15 to go. They did not reset the fouls to go into the fourth quarter, but I'm not sure that's really going to be a big issue. 5 minutes to go. All getting ready to be put in play. Tigers are going to bring it in down to the baseline. Ashton Neal will bring it in, and Tigers are going to turn it over 5 seconds. Could not get the ball in play quite quickly enough, and back in, it will come to Valley Falls. 68-25. Here come the Dragons. Flying up the floor with it is going to be Grady. Grady Smith standing in the center circle. Swings it over to the right side. Burge. Top of the key is going to go. Down off the left block. The shot up off the window and good. So Burge will get his first bucket. 69-25. Underneath, Tiger shot won't happen. .415 left. Valley works the outside. That was a nice effort by Caden Burns. He'd seen that pass getting ready to go across the floor. Kind of timed himself, dove at the ball, was able to
deflected out of bounds, unable to haul it in and corral the thing, but does force Valley to run an inbound play. And then the shot is up and good and a plus one. So an opportunity for Brody Burge to collect a conventional 3 points play. We're at 3.5 minutes to go. Burge's free throw. Nice. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. He's got a half a dozen points here in the quarter. It makes it 72-25. Tigers around the right side with it. That's going to be Chance Wilson. Here's the top shot. 3 and up. No good. Burge rebounds it down. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, but on the spot, teammate rescues it. And then, as quickly as that, Brayson Miller is going to get fouled. So Brayson will be coming to the free throw line for Valley with 2:50-ish to go. He's got 6 points. He had a couple of threes back in the second quarter. And that free throw is good. 74-25. One more shot coming here for Brayson Miller. Brayson, another freshman on this Valley Falls team. It is a young, young team. And second one does not go in. And on the rebound, we'll have a Brody Burge foul. Tigers are going to have it in the backcourt. Wait a minute. Is this for me? Is this for me, Joseph? Is this like a gift? It's not even my birthday? Yeah. Tigers have the ball up top side. There's a three. Oh, it's going to be short. Rebound pulled down. Here comes Valley. Running down the right. Right hand shot up. No. But we're going to get a Tiger foul. We're going to get a couple of free throws, and we're winding this thing down. We've got 1:50 to go in tonight's high school basketball game on your favorite station, KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. You know it. You know it is. You know it's the truth. 1:40 to play. At the line, the first is going to kick away. One more shot coming up for Brayson Miller for Valley Falls. Takes his time. The crowd subdued. The free throw, no. Tigers board it down. Here's Caden Burns. He'll clear it away, and he'll bring it up the court, taking it down the right side across the, in front of the student section. Swings it over to the wing, dumps it down to the baseline. Handled down low by Chance. Wilson, little skip pass to the left side of the lane. It's going to be reached in on and batted free and stolen by Valley Falls. And we go inside 1 minute to play in the ball game. Feet all the way down to the baseline. Right is taking his eye for a brief moment off the ball. It'll deflect away from Miller and go out of bounds. Tiger basketball. Atchison County brings it up. 40 seconds to go as it comes into the forecourt with Caden Burns. Right side. The shot. Won't fall. And did we get a travel call? We did. In an effort to kind of square up and get a good look at that thing, Ben got a foot moving. Tigers are going to give it back. Maybe the final possession of the game for Valley Falls here. 20 seconds left. Taking it over to the right side. It's going to be Grady Smith. Grady pulls up. 15-footer. Can't get it. Rebound on the floor. Picked back up by Valley. Followed up and put home. That one is up and in by Burge. And we've got 2 seconds. One. The shot at the buzzer. Oh, it won't go down. And that's going to do it. The final score tonight. Valley Falls 75, Atchison County 25, and we'll be back and summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Belonged to Valley Falls tonight. They jumped down early. They were really good. Valley Falls, an improving team as the season has gone along, and come away with a 50-point win tonight, 75-25 for the Tigers tonight. Half a dozen points for Chance Wilson, and James Sheets leads the way. Right behind them, Caden Burns and Ben Hanke, each with 5 and 3 tonight for Carter Swenson. For Valley Falls, here's the deal. Your Union State Bank player of the game. Usually I pick somebody, but I can't. Okay? So tonight we're sharing it in the guys' game. It is co-champions as you've got Flint Seymour, 22 points, Zach Evans with 21. Not only were they within a point, not only do they lead their teams, they are the only two guys on either team to reach double-figure scoring. Valley Falls then found Grant Meyer and Brody Burge with 8 tonight, 7 for Brayson Miller, 5 this evening for Hayden Kearney. And rounding it out, it was Grayson Coleman with 3 and Lucas Bernicek with 2. Valley Falls goes to now 10-5, 7-4 in the conference. Ladies game tonight, it was a Valley Falls team that comes up short. So ACCHS ladies winning in the opener 41-33. Valley Falls guy win the nightcap 75-25. Tomorrow, no Raven basketball as Benedictine has an open date built into the schedule. And we'll be back with the Ravens on Wednesday. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Until we greet you next time for our man Joseph at the Care Sports in the Care Sports Studio. We want you to stick around and have fun with the High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. We'll be back with you next time out. For Joseph, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.